Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kevin Ashford. K-E-V-I-N. Ashford, A-S-H-F-O-R-D. Data service is 6/24/2025. And date of birth is 8/6/1968. The patient was referred from Southfield Physical Therapy for evaluation. The patient has had pain for last 10 years. He has been experiencing pain in his right foot for last 10 years. And he cannot walk without pain. He came here for a pain management evaluation. Currently, he is taking hydralazine, 75 milligrams 3 times a day, Coreg, 0.125, Januvia. He is taking Imdur, I-M-D-U-R, and Plavix tablet, P-L-A-V-I-X, for his medical issues. The pain in the foot is described to be present continuously as throbbing, shooting, sharp, aching, heavy, tender, punishing, cruel. The pain is varying from 5 to 7. And ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by walking and bending and improved by lying down, medication, sitting. No other area of pain is reported. The causation is not reported. There was no fall accident and there has not been any automobile accident or work injury. MRI and CT scan have been done previously. The patient do report some numbness and tingling of the toes on the right foot only, along with some muscle weakness. He's using a cane to walk with. He has seen Dr. Bazzi in Detroit, Jefferson, and who is a podiatrist, and also he's got Dr. Alan Green as a primary care physician. Please review the system review from the chart that I'm sending. Surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, the personal as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 203 over 126. Pulse is 80. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 6 feet. Weight is 220. And this is a ...58-year-old African-American male. Comfortable, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, no jaundice, no clubbing, colonicia. He's able to walk limping with slight pain in the right foot using a cane. Skin is intact. No findings, especially in the right foot, there is no abscess, cellulitis, necrosis. That is atraumatic normocephalic, ICE, PERLA, injecta is clear, ENT is normal, neck, chest, heart, abdomen, GU are all normal. Nothing abnormal detected. In the heart, normal sinus rhythm, no murmur or gallop rhythm. Psychiatric exam is not done, neurological examination is not done. Musculature is not done, musculoskeleton is not done. The focus exam is towards the right foot. In the right foot, patient has a pain in the area of middle of the foot, including the talus, and distal pulses are okay. No obvious fracture or swelling, bleeding are noted. No contusion. Diagnosis is a pain in the right foot. M25.57, M79.67, pain in the right foot. The other one is a pain in the right ankle. Possible history of fracture of the navicular bone. Plan of care, please do not type plan of care. In the treatment plan, I have referred the patient to podiatrist, Dr. Nasima Hussain, NSIMA USEN, for multiple issues in the right foot, especially non-healing fracture of the navicular bone. I also referred him to a physical therapist for the time being for a right foot fracture of the navicular non-healing fracture. We advise the patient to see the podiatrist. I also provided Tramadol 50 mg every 8 hours for 30 days, 90 tablets for help with the pain. Drug screen was also ordered initially and THC was positive. CT scan that was brought to us showed a chronic appearing fracture of the navicular bone, no acute fracture, diffuse joint space narrowing at the chopart joint, THOPART noticed. There is a severe hind foot valgus abnormality, no gross tendon abnormality. In the right foot, there is a mild to moderate osteoarthritis of the first hip MTP joint. PES, planus, PES, PLANUS deformity, hallux valgus deformity is noticed. No fractures are identified. It appears that the patient will benefit with steroid injections, and hence he has been referred to appropriate specialty, podiatry, where he should focus and be treated for further. He is being discharged as of today. Thank you.